baby, just in case I'm wrong. Turn on your record player, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Oh, I'm going to turn Kim on. Okay, there you are.
Hey, guys. Sorry. Hey, guys.
That one's a bit quiet.
Hey, guys.
Okay. I think we're good now. It's a lovely...
It's a sad day.
Oh, I was going to go a different direction.
It's a lovely day for Beach House.
It's a lovely, calm, peaceful May evening.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, and we're going to be listening to
warm evening.
To some lovely, calm, peaceful Beach House tonight.
Mm-hmm. This is Kim.
And Constantine.
And you're listening to Moon Music on...
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Tufts.
Freeform Radio.
This is our last show, and we planned something special... Beach House. I know you've all been waiting for it. You know, Beach House really brought me and Constantine together, and it definitely I think it's our biggest overlap in music taste for sure, because we both love Beach House so much. I'm very excited. I don't know, all these songs remind me of like right before Christmas break when it was like felt apocalyptic and we like,
yeah, that was so weird.
It was crazy. It was so, it was
there were all the bomb threats and
yeah,
like
it was
everyone
like raining.
Left. There was no one here.
Yeah, it was literally just me and Constantine, and we were like we felt like the last two people on earth. It was like everyone deserted us, and we listened to Beach House a lot. So
yeah,
throwback.
My primary association with Beach House is probably like, well, I mean, like summer, like mm-hmm. and night, and like rainy a little bit.
Yeah,
from the past 2 years at home.
Yeah, I didn't like, I always liked Beach House, but I didn't get into it until like then, like really get into it. So that was my.
All right, we're gonna get started.
Oh, that was Wild
by Beach House
off the Bloom album.
Yeah,
and next we have
Lemon Glow, one of my favorites. It's very like, I don't know.
It's a good one.
Trance-like.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Play it. Play it now. And then let's practice this. No. Okay. Just...
Wait. Practice what?
Like, have it start. Oh, yeah. Start it playing. We're trying a new thing, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy it.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Hey guys.
So that was
that was
Lemon Glow.
Yeah.
Somewhere Tonight. No, and I missed one.
Lemon Glow on the Sea, yes. Somewhere Tonight. Is mine? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's on.
Somewhere Tonight and Heart of Chambers. Heart of Chambers. Heart of Chambers.
Which one is your favorite out of those four?
Probably On the Sea.
Mine's probably Lemon Glow.
Or maybe, I don't know. I really like all of those.
Yeah.
Or Somewhere Tonight. I really like that one too. Pink and blue.
Another, Thank Your Lucky Stars is a really, underrated album.
I know. I agree. I thoroughly agree.
LG to the Void is another really, really good one off there. We're not, we're
yeah,
not,
we're we've, not we've played tonight, that before.
We've played it before.
Also, shout out, Carrera and Chloe for listening. And shout out to my dad for listening.
Just and Carrera, Kim wanted me to tell you that the physics exam was really hard for me.
Yeah, so you heard it here first. Physics is hard. But yeah.
Yeah.
What do we have next? We have a little segment next. Well, we have to do a PSA, but first, what's our next segment?
Our next segment. don't know, what is it? Is it my favorite songs? Is that what you're gonna say?
I don't know. It's just a special kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Okay. So first we have Master of None, which is
amazing.
My favorite Beach House song. My number one played song on Spotify ever.
Dang.
And then we have Bluebird, and then two more songs which I won't reveal right now, but you should listen because they both share a noise. It's noticeable. I'm being vague, but I promise it's noticeable. And they're from like very different times in Beach House, like in their discography. They're like 10 years apart from each other, so I think they're interested. Like, it's interesting to hear them together. Don't fact check me on that, because they're not 10 years apart. They're probably less.
Okay. Love. I have my mom here. Oh, wait. Maybe you should turn on her mic. I don't know which one it is. Which one is it, Mom?
Two. It's the only other
two.
One.
Two. Oh, there we go. So it's time to read a PSA. Special guest.
She's been shouted out on every show.
Number one fan.
Is this your first time speaking on the radio, or did you talk?
No, I talked when you had your super early morning show.
She's done it before.
I did the PSA then, too. Okay. So,
well, what do you got for us?
Well, since I've been here for a while and walking a lot and taking the T a lot, I thought this would be a good one. Public transportation versus walking. Mm-hmm. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all your exercise that you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transportation. Depending on your distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautiful. I love walking.
Me too. And actually that runs true because I originally took the T to work all the time. But now I just walk because it is faster.
Really? Mm-hmm. It is faster.
Mm-hmm. See, it is faster, and the T is so unreliable. And
it's so true, especially on weekends.
It's such a nice walk. It's always such a nice walk. I'm just so happy.
Walking.
So happy.
I don't know what it is, but it puts you in a good mood.
Yeah, it definitely does. And it's nice to have that time before work. Like if I'm on the, I don't know. It's
yeah,
just stressful.
Totally.
It's stressful on there.
That's I feel like that's the thing I missed most. Coming to school is my commute. I know you just drove 10 minutes or whatever and we're at school, but I would bike for 10 minutes and I'd be on the train for 20 minutes and walk another 15 minutes and it's so nice to have separation between your home and your
I definitely wish school. I had that I don't know, I realize the greatness of that time alone and that I don't know, it's so nice.
Yeah,
it's a great time to listen to Beach House.
So true.
Which I've been doing a lot recently.
Me too.
And we are all doing together right now.
Yeah.
All
right, let's get back into it.
Yeah. Do you want me to start it now?
Yeah, let's do it. Also, shout out Maddie because I know she's listening. That's my girlfriend.
Shout out Maddie.
Did you shout her out? Someone shout her out on Post Adolescence Glow 2 weeks ago, and it really caught me off guard. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Okay. This mic's in a weird spot right
it
now.
It was like so high up.
I think it's funny how like
that caught us up guard.
Yeah. I think it's funny how like you can always hear the air conditioner when it comes back in.
I know.
Yeah. We were thinking about like places to move it.
I know.
But we couldn't come up with any.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Ooh. Speak of the devil.
Okay.
This is like once me and Jack Faust and Jack Brownlee, shout out Jack and Jack. They're my roommates next year. They're also like some of my best friends here. So yeah. But one time we were outside my room, and Max was sitting there. It's like 12:30. And my roommate Max is sitting in there with the light on, like the big overhead light. And I'm like, wow, like I can't believe there's a light on, like it's 11:30. Like I don't know. I said something like, oh, like he should turn it off, or like I'd want it off. And then we all looked up at the room and he turned it off like right then. It was crazy.
That's crazy. Maybe he heard you. Shout out Max Kind.
Yeah. Shout out Max Kind. Getting all the shout outs
real
in.
Real one.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was, where did we even, Master of None, Bluebird, Myth, and House on the Hill.
The sound was the bell. They both have the same bell sound.
The like, cowbell. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's actually the same sound, but it sounds like it exactly sounds the same.
That was awesome. That was so chill. That was so good vibes. I don't have much to say. I mean, we know how we stand. Like, I don't know. Oh, also, if that guy is listening that called in last week to the show when I was playing
someone
with
called
that
you?
Yes, someone called in. I didn't tell you about this.
No.
oh, someone called in and was like, oh my God, I love your set. Like, I like,
wow,
you should,
I'm jealous.
He's like a DJ here, I think.
Oh, cool.
And he was like, oh, I'm loving like the Melodies Echo Chamber. I didn't really know all these other songs. Like, I really like them. I like what you're playing. And I was like, oh, I love Melodies Echo Chamber. And then he like recommended me another artist and I listened and I like it. So
which
thank
artist?
You. It's like Bobbing or something.
Huh. Interesting.
It's kind of like psychedelic, similar vibe. But yeah, it was good. So I think his name was Max too, actually.
Really?
So shout out Max, DJ Max.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Know if you're listening, but.
Only call I've ever gotten was I was doing a sub slot with Jack Brownlee once on a Sunday morning. And we were playing like all sorts of like synth pop like type stuff. And someone called in and requested some song
oh, yeah,
from
you
like
told
1945.
Yeah. And it was like
and
weird.
It was so funny. Well, no, I mean, it was fine, but like it just like so
wasn't
didn't.
The, yeah, wasn't the vibe.
Yeah. Like totally yeah. opposite.
Yeah.
Like, sides. But you know, like.
You do you.
Yeah. And like sometimes you appreciate something that's like so far in the other direction that like.
Yeah.
You just would have never picked it yourself.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's get back into it.
All right, let's do it.
We have random numbers, and then we have the French one. That's what I call it, because I don't speak French. Like,
I mean, I don't either, but I'm going to try.
Lin Connu.
Yeah, there we go.
And then we have PPP to close out.
True.
P.
Fun fact about random numbers is that it's actually the hidden track at the end of Heart and Lungs, which is the closer to their self-titled album. If you've listened to, okay, so they have two songs that sort of do a similar thing, Irene and Heart and Lungs. Sorry. Heart and Lungs. And they both have a song, and then Heart and Lungs goes quiet for a minute, and then there's Rain and Numbers, and Irene goes quiet for 7 minutes, and then you get...
which we've played.
I forget which,
it's,
what song it's
I don't know.
Called. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hold on, I need to figure it out now. At the end of Heart and Lung, sorry, at the end of Irene, you get Wherever You Go. So, yeah.
Vibes.
So if you want to know where those
came
from.
They like to make little puzzles for us listeners.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they're intended as puzzles, but I definitely appreciate the re-release as its own song because it can be annoying to, like, when you want to listen
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, you
like
the
skip
ending
through,
and
like,
then, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
All right, let's do it.
Bye, guys. We'll be back soon. Thank you.
Not our best transition.
Play
oh, okay, sure. Are your headphones working?
Yeah, mine are working.
Okay, mine are so not, but that's okay.
It's playing. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. How about we talk?
Okay. Thank you, Max, for calling in. We love our loyal fans.
I didn't realize
that
fans
was so
who,
that
like,
was
we
so cute.
Know.
I really appreciate that. We both really appreciate it.
I was saying that on Friday at Post Adolescence Glow. I'll plug it once more, even though it's no longer this semester.
Next semester, though, it's going to be great. So
12 to 2 on Fridays.
12 to 2 on Fridays.
We bring in live bands. They play. It's fun.
It's awesome. And yeah. we work really hard. So, yeah. But anyways, this was such a fun semester. Constantine, I had so much fun with you.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know. Shout out to the moon. I don't even know. We didn't even say what the phase of the moon was.
Oh, yeah.
Today. Whatever.
We started with that idea.
It's still like moon vibes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like nighttime. Like, I feel like it works generally.
Yeah. But yeah, this is Kim and Constantine. You listen to Moon Music on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Medford.
Tufts.
Freeform.
Radio. Yeah, last show this semester. I actually have a sub slot Wednesday at 12 at noon. Or 12 is noon. Okay, yeah. So you get it. But yeah, so listen. And keep tuning in for the next show. And yeah, shout out Mom in the stew. Whoop whoop. That's all I got. So let's get out of the way.
Yeah.
But thank you all.
Thank
we
you all for
you.
Listening. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I had a great semester as well.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to like, I don't know, like take time out of your week and just like chill, especially like on the more stressful weeks. It's nice to just like sit here and like vibe for an hour.
Yeah.
So I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah. High five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye everyone. Keep listening.
See ya.
Bye.